Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Luke, you're the man in City Hall, and you've been watching this mayor for some time, and she's vetoed a bill. What's going on here?
This is the first bill this mayor has ever vetoed, and it's very rare for a mayor in Baltimore to veto a bill. I personally can't remember Martin O'Malley ever doing it. And I think, if I remember, Sheila Dixon only did it once. So this is Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's first veto. And it's an interesting matter because it has to do with small business fees, things that are called minor privilege fees. And that's basically any time you add something to your store or even your house, actually, that is perceived as going into the public space. So if you add a balcony, if you have an awning, even a extra lighting, or sometimes even flower pots or bike racks, things like that, you will be charged fees by the city. Many businesses view that as a hassle, as a nuisance, as something that prevents them from improving their properties. And the council wanted to eliminate or reduce some of these fees. The mayor, she thinks that those decisions should rest with her, and she wants to reduce the fees. So it's a bit of a power struggle.
And you and I probably agree that she hasn't done it very often, nor have her predecessors, because they really hadn't had to. They got the power because they control the council. They've got the votes. You just need a majority. And so bills that they don't like never get to them.
That's very true. Usually mayors in this town have the council on their side, in their pocket, so to speak. On this case, the mayor's staff at several lunches, at hearings I was at, argued vehemently against the council doing this. But the council went ahead and did it. And if you talk to Jim Kraft, the lead sponsor of the bill, the reason is because they've been asking for the administration to address these fees for years. For 2-3 years, they've been saying, we need to do something about these fees. Businesses keep complaining about them. They're not fair to small business. And they don't see any real progress.
Well, Luke, isn't there some possibility that now she will go ahead and do it?
Oh, yeah. So, talking to her spokesman, he said, in a matter of weeks, they're going to be eliminating completely four of the fees they used to charge, fees for handicap ramps, bike racks, security lighting, and security cameras. So those four things right now you get charged by the city if you add them. And they say within the next month or so they're going to be eliminating those and then taking a broader look at some of the other fees. I mean, and there are myriad fees that you can get charged, like for putting a Christmas tree out front, for having a fruit or produce stand in front of your store.
I think doing this will be quite popular. I mean, these are the kinds of sort of annoying things that lead people to say that, you know, it's just an empire of taxing that goes on. So maybe the council will get some credit and she'll get some credit. And it doesn't raise that much money either, does it?
The minor privilege fees generate $2.7 million a year in a $2.3 billion budget. So it's really only a very small portion of the total budget.
Well, we'll have to go and gamble a little bit more. So there'll be some more revenue flowing from from the new casino.
Yes, everyone can do their part by playing the slots.
Yes, indeed. Okay, Luke, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.